You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 62, Should Homeschooling Be Banned? This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hello, lovely friends.
We're back with episode number 62. And our title might have caught your attention, Should Homeschooling Be Banned? This comes from an article put out by Harvard Magazine about the risks of homeschooling.
So many
risks. So the reason I wanted to do an episode on this is I had a reader email asking us to. Mm-hmm. And she just started homeschooling and she read this article and she was really concerned after reading the article that maybe she was doing the wrong thing and she wanted some answers. So I had read the article and I knew exactly what she was talking about when she sent it to me. And it bothered me when I read it too, not because I was worried about doing the wrong thing, but because I felt that it was very flawed.
So I had not read the article until we were doing an episode on this, because honestly, I saw it and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like just to tear apart an organization. And after I read her article, it felt like a bigger joke because if I'm being honest, I don't think she did any real research on homeschooling other than reading one negative book about homeschool.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that.
Her name is Elizabeth Bartholet. I'm not exactly sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she is a professor at Harvard and the director of the law school's child advocacy program. So that's her background and her focus. And she talks a lot about the flaws and the problems with homeschooling. Her arguments, I feel like, are all very outdated or are based on maybe one thing that she's read.
Or one extreme case.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
we have heard, there's a few cases from time to time in the news of, you know, terribly abused children locked in their basements that were homeschooled. And this is the very rare extreme that's the almost never 0.01% of people that homeschool, I would say.
Yes. So that was one of her things, was that there's not a way to protect the children.
Right.
Right. And so let's see. So she's talking about the memoir Educated.
Yeah. If any of you guys have read that book, Educated by Tara Westover, I have read that book. It's a really popular book, and mm-hmm. most people I know that have read it loved it. I really didn't love that book.
Yeah.
I struggled with it. And the reason is because I felt like, number one, that it put homeschooling in a really bad light and that it's not the norm. And it's cool that she comes out of this terrible situation and she educates herself, basically, and she gets into college and ends up getting higher education degrees. And that's a really cool survival story. But the story itself is heart-wrenching and terrible. And it just kind of made me ill reading mm-hmm. it the whole time. And so I remember I'm on Goodreads. I like to review books and compare books with friends on Goodreads. And if any of you guys are on there, I remember finishing that book and writing my review and seeing everyone else having these 5-star favorable reviews. And I think I gave it 3 stars because I was just super sick after reading it. So this is what she's basing her experience in this article on, is this girl's experience. She grew up in a rural Idaho town and was horribly abused. Mm-hmm. Her parents said they homeschooled her, but she basically received no education. She taught herself math and how to read and figured out all these things on her own. She started borrowing textbooks from the local school, so she could teach herself, which is really honorable and neat that she did that herself. But her story itself is pretty awful.
Yes. So part of the reason that that particular argument bothered me so bad, and I've opened up a little bit about this before, but I was abused mm-hmm. like a lot for a long time and I went to school. So putting a kid in the school system does not guarantee safety.
Right.
Because you can not only be abused by your parents, but you can be abused by peers and other kids at school. Mm-hmm. You can be abused by teachers, faculty members. Like, it actually just opens the door to more people who could possibly abuse you. And as I read that too, I thought of so many good people I know who were in the school system who were being abused. Mm-hmm. I know people who were abused by teachers, like some by their families, right? Yeah. But the school system didn't know about it or didn't help or do anything about it.
Right.
And so that was, that one really got me. I mean, I think everything I read about this article got me really fired up, yeah, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So her next argument is that basically homeschoolers aren't, they have no regulations.
Yes.
And that every school in every state has all these regulations and laws, compulsory laws that govern them, but the homeschoolers don't. And there are some states that do.
Yes, there are some that require testing and stuff like that.
And she says only about a dozen of them have the rules that they should have. And that effectively people that can homeschool who've never gone to school themselves and who don't read or write themselves.
Yeah.
And that made me really mad too, because I'm a college educated person. I can read and write. I have a teaching degree and I'm homeschooling my children. And I actually looked up some statistics on that because I wanted to see how many educated people were homeschooling their children. So this was actually, I think, in like 2016. So it's a little bit outdated, but not much.
Yeah.
They found that 11% didn't complete homeschool.
High school.
20% had completed high school or received a GED. These are parents who are homeschooling.
That's me.
30% had vocational, technical, or some college. 25% had a bachelor's degree. And 14% went on to graduate or professional school. So that's a large percentage of them are very well educated. All right. So those statistics are pretty false, or what she said is pretty false, that people who cannot read themselves are teaching their children, which it's true they can, but most of them wouldn't or aren't.
Yes. Well, I thought too, like being a parent should not be regulated.
No.
Like there's somebody DC from Utah is how many miles? I don't even know. But how you can't honestly look me in the eyes and tell me that somebody who's never met my children, who is sitting behind a desk, who's maybe wasn't even the actual caregiver of their children, they do not know what's best for my family or my kids. They don't know their individual needs. They don't know the structure of our home or their personalities. They don't know their gifts. They don't know their struggles. Like, they don't know them. So to give a blanket statement, can you imagine if your child learning to walk was regulated? Like, Karin,
they have to be walking by age 1.5 or yes, you are a bad parent.
Or what about potty training?
Right.
So like Master George is 3 and potty training is not happening anytime soon. Like undies, he says, no way. They're gross. he has no problem with diapers. But I can't imagine if somebody came to me and said, I'm sorry, your baby's 3. Like, this is disgusting and you are a bad parent.
Right.
And it's like, no, he will get it and it'll probably just be next year or later this year. But I'm not worried because I know he's going to get it.
Right. And so the same goes for schooling. You know, if you choose to pull your kids out of school or to never put them in school, you should not have to be regulated because you are their parent and you have the ultimate end decision on your child's education. And so, yeah.
I know. Can you feel how fired up we are?
Her next argument is that it isolates kids. And this one bothers me a lot, too.
That's the image she has on there, too, is the homeschool kid locked in a prison of books.
Yes, locked up. We lock up our children. Right. And you've heard so many episodes of us talking about all the things we do with our kids already.
Yes, nature study and getting outside.
Our co-ops and our sports and our music.
And our activities for our teens.
Right.
And
there are so many things that homeschoolers are doing outside of just staying at home. And honestly, the options are endless. And
yeah, you actually have so
too many.
Many.
They're so varied that you have to eliminate often. And then no one wants to isolate their kids. People don't want that.
Well, that's because you're the one who's with them all the time. So if you're isolating your kids, like,
okay, think of coronavirus and our having to stay home for the last couple of months. How much did we love that?
Yeah. I was going to say
most
that
of
was
us
not homeschool.
Would really have preferred to be out of our house doing the things we like to do. Sure. It's nice to slow your pace a little and we all love that. But at the same time, we missed our extra activities and those things that our kids could go and do. And we don't want isolated children. We want them to have varied and valuable experiences and no one really does that.
No. So like that one to me was such a silly, like I would love to talk with this lady.
Yes.
And just saying, would you care to like come? Well, actually, I don't even know if I dare have her in my home. Like, I feel like she'd rip it apart, right? Like, this isn't safe and this is crazy,
right?
But like, I would love for her to actually interview homeschoolers versus read one negative book.
Yes, definitely. And actually get an a real picture of what the homeschool community looks like. That the next point really bothered me a lot too. There's a variety of reasons for homeschooling.
Oh, this is bad.
And she says that by surveys of homeschoolers, it shows that the majority of such families, by some estimate up to 90%, are driven by conservative Christian beliefs. Possibly, but I don't even think that number's correct. By some estimates, or no, and they seek to remove their children from mainstream culture. She says that some of these parents are have extreme religious ideologies, who question science and promote female subservience and white supremacy.
I laughed out loud, LOL, when I read that.
Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah, female subservience and white supremacy.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Extreme religious ideologies.
I hope my husband lets me post this episode.
My husband and I laugh all the time about him, like, trying to rule me. And I just laugh. And I'm like, I'll do whatever I want. He's like, yeah, I know.
I've been very clear on this podcast that I'm a free spirit. Yeah, I was never
We're both very
to be.
Free spirits. There's no female subservience going on here.
No.
In our homeschools.
I totally support. I know women who enjoy going out and working out of the home.
Yeah.
And if that speaks to your heart and if that's your calling in life, then I support you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also support women who want to stay home and be with their children.
But that does not make us subservient.
No, mm-hmm. I would, if my kids went to public school, I would still be a homemaker. Like, I love
me
being
too. I love
at my
it.
House.
I love it too. It's important to me to be there for my family and
yes.
running the home. Yes. I agree.
I like making meals for my family. I actually joke because what's the joke about, like, my woman should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, and I'm always barefoot in the kitchen. I was pregnant for many years too, but I actually like that.
Yeah. And I think that the main reason people choose to homeschool is not just to pull them away from mainstream culture. Like, I think that that might be for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the many benefits of homeschooling,
yeah.
But I don't think that that's most people's main reason to seclude them and to screen them from culture, because I have a whole big old list of reasons people really choose to homeschool.
Can I answer her thing real quick though?
Oh, yeah.
That she said about science.
Yeah. Yeah.
So questioning science, here I go. So things that, like, are science are theories.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot of them are not proven.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, to question science, and I think you should question everything. I think no matter what, there is a prophet, I believe it was Brigham Young, who said, even if I say something, question it and get your own answer.
Yeah. Well, and I think that comes a lot from religious people who often question some of the scientific theories, you know, such
yeah.
as evolution and, you know, things like that, that religious people don't necessarily believe in.
But there
and
still is no, like, it's still a theory.
It's a theory,
because there's
of course.
No missing,
right.
Like, there's humans and then there's apes and there's nothing in between
mm-hmm.
there. Right. And so
right.
it's silly to me to say, like, you don't just believe this when I can't actually prove it, but, like,
mm-hmm.
you want to believe in God, which I feel is silly. So it's funny, like,
yes.
mocking
yes.
me for believing in God, but believing in a made up theory too.
Exactly.
Or something
yes.
else like that.
All right. So here are some of the actual reasons people choose to homeschool. We have customizing your curriculum to each child, right?
Yes.
You can accomplish more at home than you can at school because so much of school time is wasted.
Mm-hmm. There's a great article. I don't know where it is, but she goes through the hours
mm-hmm.
of what is actually
mm-hmm.
spent at school.
I've read that. It's a good one.
It was fantastic. You'll think you're a superstar after you
right,
read that.
Right. Using different approaches than the schools. You don't like the methods that they use in the schools. Increasing or enhancing family relationships. Great benefit.
Yes.
Giving better or more guided social interactions for your children. We like that one. Having a safer environment. There's a lot of, as we mentioned, abuse, drugs, alcohol, bullying,
sex.
Racism, a lot of things in the schools that are unhealthy that you can make a much safer place for your children.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a lot of people that are having to homeschool because of the virus. And so maybe there's, you know, other health reasons that your child needs to be home, or learning disabilities or challenges that cause them to need to be at home. And then also to teach your own set of beliefs and values. That is also a very important one. I'm not discrediting that, but she says that that's 90% of the reason that people choose to homeschool. And I don't believe that that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. 'Cause I get to talk to a lot of people who want to homeschool, and it just feels right to them, right? And it's not, and maybe that's God speaking to them. I don't know their opinion on that.
Yeah. But a lot of people, that's the whole title of our podcast, Called to Homeschool. You feel that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just feel that that's the right thing for your family, and you don't know why, and maybe you won't know why until a few years down the road, until you see the benefits of that choice. But whatever your reason is, it's okay. There's not a good one or a bad one or a right one or a wrong one.
No.
So you make that choice and you do it when you feel it's right.
Yes. Yeah. I get so worked up on this. And then the other one was white supremacy.
Yes. I hate that argument. I think that that is so false, and there's no truth in any way to that. No truth.
No, there isn't. And
there is a larger percentage of white homeschoolers in general, I found when I was reading different statistics, but I don't think that there's any reasoning behind that.
I don't know. I wouldn't know the reasoning behind it, but I know as far as the people I know and the homeschool, that couldn't be further from their hearts.
No, I agree.
If anything, it's the exact opposite, where it is the biggest heart of loving all people, regardless of race, regardless of sexual orientation, regardless of whatever is going on in their life and personal life choices. It's actually teaching your children to love all people.
Well, and I think when you're homeschooling, and actually this is proven also by statistics, that people who homeschool are more comfortable with themselves and who they are, because they don't have that outside pressure of telling them they're wrong or they're different. They're just who they want to be. And you can do that safely in your own home.
Yes, definitely.
So another one she talks about is when they're not homes or when they're homeschooled, they don't have the option of becoming productive participants in the larger society.
Which is so silly. Does anybody else find this also silly?
I mean, they can't get a job and they can't support themselves.
Well, it's funny because my kids got a job all so much younger because they were homeschooled.
They're not exposed to community values and social values and democratic values and tolerance. And there's a lot of European countries that have banned it. So we should too, because they're smart.
Yeah, they know all.
And there's some countries, such as France, she says, that require home visits and annual tests.
I didn't know Germany had a ban on homeschooling.
I did know that, too, because there was that whole trial of the German family that was homeschooling and got in trouble a little while back. So
don't think it's the government's job.
I don't like either.
What to do with your children?
Because here's some academic performance results of kids that are homeschooled.
Here we go to two.
Here's
our
my
own
facts.
Horns.
Here we go. Homeschool kids typically score 15 to 30% higher on standardized tests. The average public school is 50th percentile, and we score a whole lot higher than that typically. Yeah. Homeschool students score higher regardless of their parents' educational level. So whether their parents only had a GED or no high school education or had a PhD, it didn't matter. If they were homeschooled, they scored higher.
Okay. And it doesn't matter about their family's income either.
No, income doesn't matter either. You know, the lower income to higher income, that doesn't matter. The fact that they're getting their own specialized education at home matters.
And I would think the connection too, and feeling safe and learning how, like making learning fun and exciting. Like there's so many great things about it.
Yeah. The other thing that doesn't matter is how much the school has control or regulation over their homeschool. So school or states that are more regulated versus those that are not, like Utah has very, very few requirements.
Yeah, we just have
regulations.
To sign an affidavit.
And I know there's other states that have a lot more. That doesn't matter. If they're more regulated, they still score high.
Yeah.
The same.
And versus non-regulated,
right.
They still score
It doesn't
high.
Matter. And then they typically score above average on SATs and ACTs. And they are increasingly being actively recruited by many, many colleges in our country.
And including Harvard. So there is an article in Business Insider, and it talks about that. So this is funny. This was written a few years before this article, that big schools like MIT, Harvard, and Duke are actively recruiting homeschoolers.
Because they know they're smart and they work hard.
Yes. And you had another one on there from a girl who was a girl or boy that graduated from Harvard.
Oh, I don't have the link, but I'll share it in the show notes. But there's it was on medium.com and it was written in a rebuttal to this article that we're talking about today. But she was a Harvard graduate who was homeschooled. And, and so she just goes through all the same arguments and just talks about how wrong this article is too. And I'll share that with you because it's a really great rebuttal to this. But did you know that there are 2.5 million homeschooled students in our country right now? Well, there were in 2019. That
was before. We lost one. Mine's done now.
Well, and we gained about 2 million more.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how many kids there are in school right now, but that many more with the virus. But yeah, so I don't think that all 2.5 million of us are crazy people sheltering our kids, teaching them female subservience and white supremacy.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't think of anything further from the truth of
right.
I would like to see how that would go down in my house.
And then the final issue that we
we
totally love not to love was that she doesn't think that parents should have any control over their children.
She says from age zero.
From ages 0 to 18.
Is that not crazy? So a newborn, you're just like, nope, just get rid of them. Like there's so many studies done about a touch, even a touch with a baby to a parent and that connection and that growth. And I can't remember what book it is talking about the importance of that as they are so little. So having that safety and that connection with your parent, and that is always there. Like they always want that safety and connection with you.
Yeah. So she says that we shouldn't let parents have 24/7 essentially authoritarian control over their children from ages 0 to 18. It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
I know.
We're dangerous. Okay. And then the fact that it's authoritarian, like that's like a type of parenting style, authoritarian.
I think homeschooling is the exact opposite of that.
I do too. And there are so few parents that are actually like actual authoritarian type style of parenting that, it's just another ridiculous argument that's so false.
Well, and it was so funny because one of the things was like they have no outside influence. Like it's just your parents. And I think once again, they're not locked in the basement. So other than my husband
and me, themselves.
Yeah. they have their friends' families, right? So different points of views over there, different leaders. So that could be a church leader. That could be a coach. That could be a teacher. That could be a co-op mentor, different family members. Like, if you're like us, not
extended
all of our
family.
Extended family, not everybody, like no one else in my family homeschools.
No,
right?
Not either.
And so they're with cousins, they're with aunts and uncles, they're with grandmas and
friends in their church youth groups and, co-op groups. And like, there's so many different influences that they have in their lives, their piano teachers and, you know, whatever else they may be doing. They're not secluded and they're not sheltered. Except for in the things that are good to be sheltered in, but.
Well, and I think too, like this sheltering, she's calling it. And those of you listening, I did hand quotes sheltering. They are during that time, you are connecting them with who they actually are. They are a daughter of God or a son of God. Mm-hmm. And so they go out into the world with this confidence. And maybe that's why some colleges are recruiting homeschoolers, is because they know who they are. Mm-hmm. Like they've been able to grow in a safe environment where it's they could make a mistake on a paper and it wasn't like, well, you get an F, you're a horrible human.
And also they can explore their passions really deeply and become really knowledgeable about certain subjects and just, you know, do so well there.
Yes.
Yeah. And just be themselves. So, most of all, we just want you guys to know that
the article was a joke.
The article is ridiculous. And if you read that and you doubted what you're doing, if you still want to read it, we'll share you the link so you can check it out for yourselves. But if you've seen that floating around or if you're concerned, just know that pretty much all of that's false. They didn't do a whole lot of research when they wrote that. And homeschooling should not and hopefully will not ever be banned.
And one of the best things about that article was on the original picture, they misspelled one of the words on the books and a homeschooler caught it and they had to hurry and fix it.
Yeah, that was a funny one. That was great. But just know that you're doing a good thing and
yes, and
don't let this bring you down.
Yeah, believe in yourself and just keep going.
But I also think it's important to speak out on things like this to help others to understand what homeschooling really is about, because often we kind of tend to keep to ourselves a bit and don't speak out on issues like this. And if it's made known that like how awesome your homeschoolers are doing, then those things are going to be more public than the negative things.
Yeah. So shout, like, go post about how awesome your homeschool is. So yeah. The world gets a real picture of the amazing thing that you're doing.
Yep.
Okay. Love you. Thank you for letting us get on our soapbox today.
Oh, and one more thing, just since this came from a reader, I just want you guys to know that if you ever have a topic you want us to cover that you are really curious about, or you want to learn more about, just send us a note, wherever, email or messaging.
Yes, you can message either one of us or Call to Homeschool.
Yeah. And we will be happy to hear any of your ideas or your questions that you want us to cover.
Yes.
So right. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.